Guardian Unlimited.
What has been the response to this report?
Well, in a word, it's triumphalist. This morning, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has declared, in his own words, a victory over the nuclear program, and told an audience in the town of Ilam that the United States has come away empty-handed. And this is very much characteristic of the way the Iranians see it. They also, by implication, are suggesting that the sanctions that have been imposed by the United Nations Security Council are illegal. Yesterday, the Foreign Ministry spokesman, Mohammad Ali Hosseini, said that the original referral of Iran's case to the Security Council was illegal because it is now clear that there was no weapons program. And by extension, therefore, the sanctions that were imposed on Iran as a result of that original referral are also illegal.
What's been the effect in Iran of America's aggressive stance over the last few years?
It's hard to quantify. One could get into the realm of psychobabble, really. But it's a nation that is very much isolated from the rest of the world, while by the same token, most of the population do not want to be. They've got a great sense of curiosity about what happens outside their own borders, but you know, the social development, cultural development of the country has been very much stunted and distorted by a sort of lack of interaction with the rest of the world. And that's on a social, cultural level. On an economic level, the escalating sanctions definitely have had an effect. If you speak to businessmen here, as I have been doing in the past few days, they will say that things are becoming progressively harder. They can't get letters of credit for international transactions. They're having to take enormous risks when they try to import things from abroad by sending huge amounts of money abroad through illegal couriers. They were saying that when they try to strike deals with businessmen in Europe or other parts of the world, the first thing they asked about is the policy of the Iranian government. So things have become enormously difficult for them.
And so what might be the effect of a more emollient approach from the West?
What the effect would be in the Iranian government, only time will tell. I mean, certainly at this stage, there is no talk of a diplomatic rapprochement. It's all about triumphalism this morning. I think the business community and the population at large would welcome it. I think they really have had enough of isolation, they've had enough of sanctions, they've had enough of feeling that Iran is some kind of pariah state.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.